Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our investigation of lies in the textbooks. Today we will be talking about a new topic, the people of the book, Ahl al-Kitab. Who are the people of the book? And what is the true treatment of Islam to the people of the book? It is wonderful to know that Muslim or those liberal who write about Islam in our textbooks for our children to know exactly how the Muslim named the Christians and the Jews, the people of the book. Because Allah and Muhammad claimed in the Quran that we are the Christian and the Jew, the people of the books. A couple years ago, I was in the state of Ohio. There I spoke in a tea party and a group of Muslims show up in the meeting. One of them is an American white lady who was dressed in the burqa, the Muslim hijab. And after I talked for a good 2 hours, exposing the truth about Islam and teaching exactly what Muslims believe, what the Quran teach, so many verses the Lord have put on my heart to share with the people. Literally, it was an awesome meeting. But in the end of the meeting, this white Muslim American lady came to talk to me. And all what she said, 2 words in Arabic. Ahl al-Kitab, Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book, and the people of the book. And I could not figure out what she is trying to tell me. I saw the reason she want to talk to me is because she rejecting some of my teaching, or perhaps she have important question for me. But instead, all what she said to me is 2 words, the people of the book. And I could not figure out what she is trying to tell me. What she mean by these 2 words, the people of the book. But as I continue to investigate how the Muslim use these 2 words in the West, here in the United States of America, I discovered that Muslims are mixing these 2 words, which is the description for the Christian and the Jews, with a bunch of lies. For when Muslim quote any of the verses of the Quran which talk about Ahl al-Kitab, the people of the book, they only quote the verses which speak nicely about the Jews and the Christian, the people of the book. That is, they are quoting the early Mecca verses and the early Medini verses when Muhammad was living in Mecca, or when Muhammad was trying to reach out to the Christians and the Jews, tried to convince them that he is a true prophet and he is coming with the wonderful message of love and peace. But in reality, these verses are abrogated verses. And as I prepare myself to record this broadcast, I decided to look at all the verses in the Quran where Allah mentioned in it the words, the people of the book. And this reminded me of a conversation I had with a liberal Baptist minister who speak very highly of Islam and Muhammad and Allah, claiming that Islam is a wonderful religion. In this coffee shop where we met in Columbia, Missouri, he quoted me this verse, which obviously has been taught to him by a bunch of Muslims whom he had friendship with. And the verse was Quran, chapter 2 and verse 62. Listen to what Allah said. Surely those who believed, and those who are Jews, and the Nasara, which is the Christian, and the Sabaean, which is idol worshippers, whoever believed in Allah and in the last day, and do good deed, so they will have their ajur, non-Arabic word, which means wages, with their Lord, and no fear on them, and they will not grieve. I remember talking to this pastor, and I told him, my friend, this is an abrogated verse. Obviously, he did not know anything about abrogation, which is very simple. It is Allah change his mind about the teaching of this verse, and Allah reveal to Muhammad a newer verse, which is given in a later time, and in it Allah declare that Jews, Christians, Sabaeans, other worshippers, will not make it to heaven. There will be fear on them. They will grieve. Why? Because they are not a true believer in Islam. And Allah changed his mind. For earlier, Allah accept all these religions. But now Allah only accept the religion of Islam. This pastor did not believe what I said to him. Therefore, I took him to the following verse. For we read in the Quran, chapter 3 and verse 85. Allah said, and whoever desire any other religion except Islam, so it will not be accepted from him. And in the hereafter, he will be of the losers. Did you hear what Allah said? The only religion accepted by Allah is Islam. All Christians are losers. All Jews are losers. All Sabaeans are losers. Only Muslim will make it to the paradise of Muhammad. And the only accepted religion by Allah is the religion of Islam. So Muslim or liberal, writing to our children in our textbooks, bunch of lies concerning the people of the book. And sadly, they're not quoting any of the verses of the Quran. It is simple, general talk. And as I said earlier, the most thing I hate about teaching about Islam in our textbooks for our children in our public schools is the general talk. So listen carefully to their general talk about the treatment of Christians and Jews and Al-Kitab, the people of the book. And let's compare this to the true teaching of the final word of Allah in the Quran concerning the people of the book. For example, we read
in the textbook World Cultures, A Global Mosaic, published by Pearson Prentice Hall, copyright 2004. On page 37, Muhammad called Jews and Christians people of the book because they follow God's teachings in the Bible. The people of the book had a special status as al-Aldima, or protected people, and the Muslims were required to treat them with tolerance.
Isn't that wonderful? Here are textbooks teaching our children what Muhammad called the Jews and the Christian, the people of the book. Wonderful, great. But then the textbooks add the statement, because how in the world this gentleman or this lady who wrote this passage knew exactly why Muhammad called the Christians and the Jews the people of the book? They said, because they followed God's teaching in the Bible. Where can I find this statement? Anywhere in the Quran, especially in the final words of Allah in the Quran. Then the textbook stated the people of the book had a special status as Ahl al-Zimma, or protected people. And who is going to protect them? Muhammad and his followers. Wonderful. Praise Allah. I'm about to say the Shahada right now and become a Muslim, because the textbooks, which teach nothing but truth, is telling me that Muhammad and his followers protected the Christians and the Jews. So I wonder who Muhammad killed. Did he kill his own followers to protect the Christian and the Jews? It is unbelievable to read this blunt lie, this hogwash, which is written for our children in our public schools. Maybe it's time for us to close the public school and start teaching some truths in some other schools. Because most of the people Muhammad killed were not the atheists of China, but the Christian of Egypt and the Christian of Syria, as we're going to show you in the following programs. Muhammad cleared the Saudi Arabia land from all Christian and Jews, as he fulfilled his dream of cleaning the land of Saudi Arabia Peninsula from all the Jews and the Christians. And this was fulfilled by his own hands and the hands of his followers, the Muslims. But here's the textbooks, boys and girls. We're learning some truths here. The textbooks is very clear that Muhammad called the Christian and the Jews the people of the book, and they have a special status. What is the status? They call us Ahlul Zimma, the protected people, and we were protected by Muhammad and his followers.
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Now, let us listen carefully to the rest of what is written in the textbook. For they said, and Muslims were required to treat them with tolerance. If Muslims were not treating their own people with tolerance, they would treat the infidel Christians and Jews with tolerance. Where can we find this anywhere in the Quran? Let me take you again to chapter 1 in the Quran. Not chapter 2 or chapter 20, but chapter 1. The first chapter in the Quran. And Allah said in verse 5, guide us to the straight way. Verse 6, the way of those whom you have graced, the Muslim, not those whom the wrath is against, the Jews, nor the lost ones, the Christian. So what did Allah call the Jews? How Allah describes the Jews in Quran chapter 1 verse 6. They are the people whom Allah's wrath is against. Allah's anger and wrath is against the Jews. That's why Muhammad and his followers treat them special. Treat them with tolerance. Really? And then Allah calls the Christian what? The lost ones. We're lost. That's why Muhammad and his followers, the Muslim, treat us very special with tolerance. I can go on and on with hundreds of verses in the Quran. And we will do. Where we show you that Allah and Muhammad treated the Christians and the Jew with no tolerance at all. That is, to kill them, to wipe them out, and to take their wives and their daughter as concubine to be raped, and their children male to be slave. That is the true treatment of Christians and Jews, as Allah commands in the Quran and Muhammad commands in the Hadith. Now, I would like to open another textbook to see and to learn about the people of the book. For we read
in the textbook World Cultures, A Global Mosaic, published by Pearson Prentice Hall, copyright 2004, from page 572, Islam spread rapidly during the 100 years after Muhammad's death. By 732, the Muslim Arabs had conquered an empire that reached from the Indus River to the Atlantic Ocean. Why did Islam expand so swiftly? The idea of jihad motivated many Muslim soldiers. The lure of the riches to be won in the conquered lands was another powerful incentive. The Muslims were tolerant conquerors. They did not force people of the book to convert to Islam. Jews and Christians were free to worship as they pleased.
Did you hear what the textbook said? Islam spread rapidly during the 100 years after Muhammad's death. By 732, the Muslim Arabs had conquered an empire that reached from Indus River to the Atlantic Ocean. Did you hear the word conquered? What is conquered? It's amazing how the liberal create new words. For example, the president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama, involved our country in the war in Libya. And there he said it is a non-war war. Have you ever heard of non-war war? That is like, I'm going to invite you for non-lunch lunch or non-coffee coffee. Now, here is the word conquered. For there is no tolerance in conquering within Islam. It is taken over the land by the sword. For example, in my home country, Egypt, Muslims conquered and they took over Egypt. During this 100 years the textbook is describing here, there were 4 million Christian men killed by the hands of Muhammad's followers. And the wives and the daughters of these Christian Coptic were taken as concubines or slaves, which means they were raped by the Muslim men, the same Muslim men who killed their fathers, husbands, and their older sons. After they raped them, they became pregnant. And every time a Coptic Christian lady have a baby, they named their children by Muslim names, Muhammad and Hussein and Obama and Mustafa and Fatma and Khadija. And that's how Egypt today became a Muslim country. All Muslim Egyptians are descendants of rape. Why? Because the Muslim conquered Egypt and they took Egypt by the sword. And I'm not going to talk about the portion about jihad. We will cover this in a future program. But I would like to cover the last passage here, which states the Muslims were tolerant conquerors. Really? Tolerant conquerors. That's like non-war war of Barack Hussein Obama to Libya. There's no such a thing as tolerant conquerors. How can you be tolerant conquerors? I mean, when you kill the Christian men in Egypt, you kill them too fast or too slow? When the Muslim rapes the wives and the daughters, they smile in their face while they're raping them? I mean, what is tolerant conquerors? The textbook explain it to our children in case the kids think for a minute, say, wait a minute, how can you be conquerors and how can you be tolerant in your conquering the land? They said they did not force people to convert to Islam. Oh, really? I don't know how we can make this fit with the teaching of Muhammad and the words of Allah in the Quran. Let me read to you what Muhammad said about conquering the land and why Muhammad was conquering the land, to tell me if this is really how we can understand the reality of the lies in these textbooks. Muhammad said in Sahih Muslim, I have been commanded to engage in war with people till they testify to the fact there is no God but Allah and believe in me. I am the messenger and in all that I have brought. Did you hear what Muhammad said? He was commanded by his God, Allah, to engage in war with people until people do what? Until people accept Islam. Until people believe in everything Muhammad taught. That is the real reason why Muhammad was conquering the land. And this did not stop with Muhammad. It went on with his followers. Listen to Al-Tabari, the great Muslim scholar. He said, Arabs are the most noble people in lineage, the most prominent and the best indeed. We were the first to respond to the call of the Prophet. We are Allah's helpers. They are helping their Allah. Their Allah, the weak, needs their help. Listen carefully what they said. And the viziers of his messenger. We engage in war with people. Why is that, great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari? He said, until they believe in Allah. So they were conquering the land, but they were not forcing anybody to believe in Islam. Really? No, they were conquering the land for one purpose, and the purpose is to force people to believe in Islam. Listen carefully what else he said. He who believes in Allah and his messenger has protected his life, his possession from us. So if you want to protect your life, if you don't want to die, become a Muslim. If you don't want to lose your family and your possessions, become a Muslim. Listen carefully for those who refuse to accept Islam. As for one who disbelieve, we will fight him forever in the cause of Allah. Killing him is a small matter to us. Now let's go back to the textbook, which teaches our children something completely different. For the textbook said what? The Muslim were tolerant conquerors, which is an oxymoron statement. They did not force people to convert to Islam. No, that's the only reason they went to conquer the land, is to force people to become Muslim. If the Jews or Christian or others refused to become Muslim, they killed them. And the end of the statement was, Jews and Christian were free to worship as they pleased. I'm sorry, there is not one verse in the Quran, there's not one teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith to support that. But the opposite is true. As I just read to you, they were commanded by Allah to engage in war with everybody and anybody until everybody become Muslim. That's the only way they will stop fighting and killing the people whom they were conquering. There are two reasons why these lies exist in our textbooks. Because our teachers are ignorant of Islam and the church is in a coma. It's time for us to learn the truth about Islam, to free our country from the cancer of Islam, which sadly now is given to our children in our public school as if it is a wonderful religion, and to learn more about lies in the textbooks. Join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.